Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Shoot, yeah, thank you, Jacob Ray, in for Lucius today. Cole Wynn's going to join you coming up at 3:20 here on your home of the Rangers. Here's the chief of the college football, Darty.
Yes, sir. Thank you very much. We start with a little college football pop quiz for you boys. Who do you believe to be the Heisman favorite as it stands right now?
It's kind of tough. Arch Manning?
It's definitely
that is tough.
Not Arch Manning.
No, could it be the Oklahoma?
It could be the Oklahoma quarterback.
John Mechir would be up there.
He is definitely on the board. You get points because he is second right now.
Okay.
Dante Moore at Oregon?
Dante Moore at Oregon is fifth in the Heisman odds. There is one non-quarterback ahead of him, but it is a quarterback who right now is the favorite.
The wide receiver from Ohio State hasn't done anything yet, has he?
Jeremiah Smith.
It would be Jeremiah Smith. Who's sitting fourth right now in the Heisman odds.
Okay.
I need to look at some of the numbers that he's put up here. I know it was
20
quiet.
Catches, 315, three touchdowns.
Yeah, that'll get it done.
Not Penn State.
No, it's not the Penn State quarterback.
I'm trying to think of
it's the guy that
the
we
Tennessee
all doubted.
Quarterback?
No.
Aguilar?
But Aguilar
he's been
is
pretty damn good.
Aguilar's in the mix there. He's in the top 10 for sure.
Tennessee, right?
Marcel Reed at A&M?
Marcel Reed, we will definitely get to him. He's sixth, but right now, your Heisman favorite is the man that we all counted out. Mr. Carson Beck.
Oh, look at that.
Oh, that's going to change.
Yeah.
Now, is your dad a
but
big
he
fan
actually
of the
has been playing
well.
I mean, he has been good.
The Hurricanes have surprised me because they're playing legit defense. I mean, last year their defense was so bad, and that's the thing about the portal now is you can
fix it.
You can change every freaking face on either side of the ball if you want to.
And let's face it, if you're a college kid, you're a college star, and a couple of your buddies from around the country call and say, hey, we're all going to Miami, I'm in.
Yes.
I don't need to hear anything else.
Especially with the way they're paying these dudes. I mean, Carson Beck's making a bag right now, and they got some serious players defensively. There were questions about the playmakers because they lost some guys, but those guys have stepped up in a big way, and the Miami offensive line's legit. So Carson Beck right now, the Miami Hurricanes, that is your leader for the Heisman voting. And then it is John Mechir and then Gunnar Stockton, the Georgia quarterback. That's your top three right now.
Won't be too long before we have a Heisman winner from who won it twice at different schools. Take that, Archie Griffin.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
That's an interesting.
That would be wild.
That would be crazy.
You're probably right. With this portal, man, I could totally see this.
Yeah. Yeah, that's a real deal.
Can you imagine being a Heisman Trophy winner and leaving like Joe Burrow leaving, like if he didn't go in the draft, but Joe Burrow leaving LSU and then going to Alabama?
Any of those quarterbacks. Could you imagine Tim Tebow leaving Florida? No.
Absolutely not.
The money's going to get huge. You'll be drawn for $20 million to go across the country. It'll be more than you could get at the NFL level.
I ain't letting you take my quarterback, man. I'm coming up with money.
I do agree. I think Drew Mestemaker should be the favorite, though. He's been the best quarterback in the
country.
Is that
North Texas, right?
Absolutely. That's right. Come, baby. They're
about to go spoil this college football playoff.
Oh, wow.
Get that at large.
Are we ranked yet?
I don't think that we're going to be ranked. But
we're just going to win Conference USA? Is that what
we're
going
to need to be undefeated throughout the entire season going into the final week to finally get ranked.
Okay.
I look forward to that moment.
I do too.
They're rocking right
now. We're Conference USA, right?
No, we've moved up to the American.
American, my bad.
Doing it for our country.
Yep, my bad.
Okay, so of
Give
course
us some credit here.
We noted.
Know your football, Brian.
Arch Manning is not in that particular Heisman conversation at the moment, and things are not great right now. When you look at Texas in the SEC, points scored per possession, only the Gamecocks, the Gators, and Broaddus's LSU Tigers are worse.
We're bad.
Now the
Texas, let's ask the coach what the problem is.
In the same category, points allowed per possession.
Stop.
Texas is number one, followed by OU and then LSU. So your best defenses are Texas, OU, and LSU right now in the SEC. But Texas, LSU, Florida, and South Carolina are your worst offenses. Now,
Coach, Brian brought us LSU alum class of 88. Why is our offense so bad? I wonder if it's an alum.
You're spoiled.
If I were to interview him, could I get away with that, being an alum, asking him a question like that?
Maybe. If you flash your Super Bowl ring.
Former player.
Have your Letterman jacket.
Nice to you, because he thinks maybe you can help him out with some donorship, you know?
Yeah.
Like you're going to give him some money.
We have. We've given him money to like, our quarterback's well paid. Like, they're just not doing anything right now.
So I think it is time to start talking about the next in line in the Manning family. That's Marshall, eighth grade.
Peyton's son, right?
In Tennessee.
Yeah.
Oh, Peyton's kid
along here.
Maybe he's the real deal.
We don't need to dwell in Arch's mediocrity.
Friend of the program, Danny Cannell.
Yeah.
Listen to this as his pro comps right now.
Oh,
You'll never guess the pro comps that he has for Arch Manning. You simply couldn't guess it if I gave you the rest of time. And it might be the worst comps that you've ever heard. If you're a Texas fan, take
it
away.
Is he going to say O'Connell, that O'Connell for like Purdue and stuff?
I'm telling you, I could give you the rest of time and you would not.
Spencer Rattler.
I could give you the rest of time. Here he is, Danny Cannell on Arch.
There's almost like a Markelle Fultz, Ben Simmons something going on.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, he's got the
yips. Where those guys were all everything. They were supposed to be incredible. And then something happened. And it's mostly mental, where I was wondering how Arch Manning would handle the hysteria that was around him. And he downplayed everything. But to me, this is very much a quarterback, which his confidence is completely shot. And I feel like it's impacting his mechanics, which is the similarity I would compare to both of those guys. Because at one time, their mechanics looked good. At one time, they could make the shots. We've seen Arch make all the throws. And even there were times in that game when he had a couple of nice throws. But there are way too many stretches where it is as Sark was trying to get his confidence up by calling easy routes, quick hitches, crossing routes, and he was missing them. There is something. This is a greater problem that Sark has 1 week to figure out, and I don't know if you can solve it in 1 week. He has got to get Arch to play more free, to get him to go out there and play with confidence. But the only way to do that is to play your way out of it. And he's got to do that, or else when they get to the meat of their SEC schedule, this is going to be a major problem for Texas.
And right now, Texas is probably scared of that meat. You have Arch Manning being transparent about this, too. He says, when asked if his struggles are more mental or physical, he says probably mental, to be honest. I think I just need to go out there and play my game. So there is a yips factor, and it is tough. It is very tough to deal with the amount of hoopla that he's had building for years now. And so I do want to lend him some grace for that. But when you do see a couple of moments where he does make good throws, you can kind of start to rule out the idea that we all thought maybe he was hurt. But if you are hurt, you can't make a couple of the awesome throws that he has made. And so there is kind of a mental confidence issue right now with him. And like Danny was saying, that's something that's got to get figured out quick here.
Well, and the mental stuff has led to the bad mechanics. And the sidearm stuff is not him. I don't know where, like all of a sudden against Ohio State, he's coming out and he's like, he's sidearming this
thing. He's Uncle Rico in the ball.
Trying to fill up River. Yeah, and that's not... That's led to a bunch of inaccuracy, the skips, you're throwing high, you're wide, You also do have a lot of new at Texas, and it's a new offensive line. It's new running backs. It's new skill players all starting.
And that O-line is not getting any push when it comes to needing to run the football.
So he's 100% thinking too much 2-on-4. And yeah, I'm sure the pressure, he's a human being, and he did say all the right things in the offseason. But I absolutely, I'm sure he's heard all of it. I know Charlie Ward came out in support of him and was saying, hey, I got booed too in that 92 season. Other athletes have come out in support of him, but it has been bad. My Arch panic meter is not going off. I think Arch is going to be okay.
Right.
I think next year is going to be the big picture year for Arch Manning. Mm. I think this is going to be, you're going to take your lumps. People are going to start to doubt you, and then you can go and be the guy that we expected you to be next year. But he needs to play.
And yeah, I think that's fair. I don't think this is something that you fix. I think this is a long term. He needs to get better. You know, they talk about preparation breeds confidence, but if you prepare like hell and you're confident and then you go into a game and you struggle, it doesn't matter. Like, ultimately, you get confidence from having success in actual competitions. That's where real confidence comes from. And I don't think he can get there this season.
No. I think as Danny said, he's going to have to play his way out of it.
And they got to run him a lot more.
Sure.
Yeah.
His first two touchdowns were with the legs last year. Use that.
And I just want to show love to the Aggies right now. This could be a real team to be reckoned with in the SEC. I mean, the way Marcel Reed has grown at the quarterback position and the completion percentage, 17 of 37, doesn't reflect that, but it's just huge chunk gains, 360 yards. And that Mario Craver, goodness gracious, that receiver. He wears number one for the Aggies. And anytime they're playing on a screen near you, just watch him because he is electric, dude. 7 catches for 207 yards and a touchdown. 86-yard reception. Dude's an absolute monster. The Aggies, they might be the real deal.
Thank you, Chief.
Yes, sir.
There it is, a college football darty for you. Timothy Weah, a Yank. Playing abroad opens up the scoring. Marseille at Real Madrid Champions League. Mbappe equalized a few minutes later, but it's 1-1, and Timmy scores 31 years after his father George did the same for PSG at the Bernabeu. Pretty big deal there whenever an American tallies big time against Real Madrid Champions League action. Okay, we'll look at the top stories of the day coming up next, some of the Monday Night Football highlights, and what we have to look forward to tonight, Game 2, Rangers-Astros coming up at 6:30. Then Cole Wynn is going to join us coming up for the Rangers Player Show at 3:20 here on The Fan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.